and high, up and high, up and high.
Welcome back, stoners, to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani. Super excited about this episode. If you don't know what this is the show where we get comedians high on cannabis and have them do comedic challenges to try to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. We're normalizing through the language of comedy, and we're glad that you're here with us. It's going to be a really good time. We do new episodes every single Tuesday of the podcast. Not just a podcast, though. It's a live show as well. We do a monthly live show at the Upright Citizens Brigade the first Saturday of the month at 10 p.m. Brings the smoke. Speaking of bringing the smoke, my right-hand man, DJ Blue Dream.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day. Day, 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 day.
Ooh, killer sound. Killer sound.
He did that live.
Yeah. That was all with his mouth.
That was all his fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Didn't you curse him?
DJ Blue Dream, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty high.
Pretty high. Yeah, really. We sucked down a joint. It feels like fairly quick.
Yeah, we went through it. I think we've got some heavy hitters here in terms
we
of
do.
Stoners. So it was,
I think we have an all-time champ, at least based on our show, based on one live show where one of our guests dabbed a gram on stage. Am I wrong about that?
That's 100% correct.
Yeah. So
you don't want no smoke.
Yeah. Talk about bringing the smoke.
Yeah.
So this is nothing to you, this little Jay.
Yeah. No, I'm sober as hell.
I love it. That voice that you're hearing, might as well just go ahead and introduce him. He's been on the show many, many times. He's been a part of the live show. He's been with us from the very beginning. He's near and dear to our hearts. Please welcome back Jacob Wysocki.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a jam.
Rise. Yeah.
Love that G-Funk synth.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't you love that G-Funk synth? An iconic sound.
I feel like that's your vibe a little bit. Like if you had a soundtrack that followed you while you walked around, it would be a G-Funk vibe.
I'm not debating that. Yeah. that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jacob, where are we at right now with cannabis? What's your relationship like these days?
You know, I'm still smoking weed every day. I feel like we're having a good time. Do you want me to set you up again?
Yeah, I missed it.
You know, thanks for asking. I still smoke weed every day.
I missed it.
Okay, I'll hit it one more time. I'll hit it. And I'll really slow it down and I'll point at you, okay?
Right. All right.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. I still smoke weed every day. Oh, dang it.
Wait, no, one more time.
I still smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed
to masturbate.
There it is. That's the one we were looking for. Of course you do. Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we have very similar relationships to cannabis. And I just had my first little like hiatus because I had the flu.
Oh, yeah.
And probably several years.
How did it feel?
First day. You know, I thought my tolerance was good. I had the flu, so I felt awful. There's nothing I wanted more than to just get really high. I was just like too weak, you know, feverish. I thought my tolerance would go down and it didn't.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How long was the break?
Like 5 days.
I think you got to go longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want that,
that real tea break.
If you want to feel like you smoked weed for the first time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you got to go a little longer. You got to forget. You got to mentally forget.
Mm-hmm. That is very, profound.
Hell yeah.
That's very profound.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back, man. I'm so
Thanks
glad that you're
me.
Here. Yeah.
Real, always a treat.
And we're going to talk about, I want to talk in a minute about your new podcast, but, also here for the first time, excited to have him, wanting to have him on the show for a minute. Please welcome. Oh, and, performs with Ghost on Herald Night, every Monday at UCB. Please welcome Andy Bustillos. Welcome, man. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Iron and wine.
Is that what he's saying?
Higher than high.
Oh, it's not an iron and wine promo?
He said high.
Iron and wine.
It's a promo.
It's a promo for
this
iron
is a promo
wine,
for their album.
Listen to Iron and Wine.
Be funny to have a top hit just be a promo for your album. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good idea. Cross promote.
Yeah.
Just like the bees.
Just like the bees, cross promotion. Yeah,
cross promos.
That's what they're doing. They're cross
promoting.
That's
what they're doing. Just telling each other about their hive.
Yeah.
Check out my hive.
We got honey. We got honey.
We got that good honey.
Welcome, man. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Man. What? So what is your current relationship to cannabis?
Currently, I smoke when it's around and when I have money, and when I need to sleep. but also I've been like I've moved to California like a year and change ago shit here is so different from New York where I've had moments here where I had full freakouts where I could not like function like a person,
right?
So that's why I'm like very like I take baby pulls because I don't know what shit is here.
Oh, because it's so strong.
Yeah. Like in New York I didn't smoke that much in New York just because like it's harder to like it's just easier to go get fucking hammered at a you know
New York doesn't cheap bar. Feel like a weed town to me.
It's not really
too fast.
Yeah, it's too fast.
It's dirty. It's dirt weed out there.
Yeah,
I will say good weed.
I was recently there and I got a hookup, but I think it was because it was a hookup with someone who knows weed people over there.
Yeah,
and a dude showed up at my hotel literally on a bike with a large beard, looked almost identical to the high maintenance.
If you get
dude.
Delivery, it's good because it's
yeah,
like,
and it was
it's like dang totally shit. Really good, and that yeah. and that's like. Only if I was at someone's house who used to
who
do
has
that.
Yeah who has like a hookup
but
exactly
like for me it's like I'm just smoking shitty weed at a party and I'm like
yeah it's not worth it.
I had a guy just weed dealer in New York you'd have to pull it out of a Bible.
Whoa.
You'd like text that's, this number he would tell cool. you he would tell you cross streets he'd give you like three strain options and then he would tell you what the car looked like and you'd get in the car and then you would that's open the open the glove box and there was a Bible and you open the Bible and the Bible was hollowed out.
So
and it had your weed in it.
That's
and you
so
put the
symbolic.
Money in the Bible.
I honestly, I feel like a cannabis company should totally fucking do that. And just like
it just feels
package
cool.
package their yeah. weed yeah. in like in old like
scripture,
old Bibles.
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
totally buy that weed. But then you have to figure out what to do with this Bible you now have.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you can just
you
reuse
just
it.
Praise.
Yeah,
just hide more stuff.
Just hide more things.
Get a
yeah.
gift for your best friend. Put some in there, and you open it. You go, whoa.
Put a small pistol in there if
yeah,
you need
for
to.
Your best friend. Yeah.
For your best friend.
And say, you know what to do. He knows.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
Awesome. Welcome, Andy. Welcome.
Thanks, man. I'm glad to be here.
So, Waisaki, I know you have a new podcast that just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Tell us a little bit about it. It's
called I Don't Want to Talk About Fight Club Anymore, and it's a... It's a podcast that follows me attempting to watch Fight Club for 72 hours straight.
Mm. Jesus
Christ.
So
it's a bit of a torture endurance podcast.
Yeah. It's really a high concept, limited series podcast.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's not ongoing. It's a finite amount of episodes. You follow along the journey with me and you get to see me crumble over time.
And so some of our listeners might be a little bit high while they're listening to this, just so that they're clear. This isn't one version of Fight Club slowly spread out over 72 hours. This is repeating the movie Fight Club over and over again.
How many times was that total?
Yeah, 31 viewings in 72 hours.
Jesus Christ.
Without sleep.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Now, were you high for this at all?
I was smoking weed.
You were allowed to smoke weed?
Yeah. I mean, I made the rules.
Right.
This wasn't a government
rule number
mandate.
One, I got to be high for this.
Yeah, but I only really smoked sativas, and I didn't really smoke at night.
Oh, interesting.
To just kind of like, I was trying to remove all potential sleep
right.
things.
Did you sleep like aids Red Bull or anything to keep you up?
I was doing coffee pretty regularly. I did the first 24 hours just straight,
damn.
Like willpower. And then I like was really hitting the caffeine. And I had like Adderall too, but I didn't take it because I knew that the crash would be too much.
Yeah.
And I would rather just try and like fight it in my head than
right.
like, have some sort of synthetic push with a synthetic pull.
Yeah. Why Fight Club?
Just a good title. I don't want to talk about Fight Club anymore.
Hilarious.
It was just a good title. Yeah. I have no connection to the movie whatsoever.
Had you seen it before that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But not liked it or liked it?
I don't think I had an opinion on it. Yeah. It was like a thing I... really? I think I... Truly, it was just... It's like a movie I have watched.
And now how do you feel about it?
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate the idea. I hate that. Like, I might have to do it again with something else.
Would it bring
I also,
up-
like, it. I didn't think about this, but, like, I have been promoting it because it's out now, and people have been really gracious to have me on, but then I'm just talking about Fight Club more.
Right.
And I hate it.
And you hate it. Oh, I love it.
And I'm happy to do it, but it's that little thing of like, here you are again.
Yeah.
You did this for 3 days straight, and now you're going to keep doing it.
I mean, you kind of put yourself through like a Clockwork Orange thing where you're conditioning yourself to feel a certain way about the movie. You know what I mean? So now if you see a clip from it, you think you'd have like a gag reflex?
I think I'd like truly probably be like, ugh, verbally, like, leave.
Go to a bad place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's so funny.
Damn.
Well, check it out. Check on any platform people
can
hear
it.
Yeah,
it's a HeadGum podcast, but you can get it on Stitcher, you can get it on Apple, you can get it on Spotify, you can get it wherever you got it.
Hey. One man's slow descent.
Yeah. It's a slow descent.
I love it. Awesome. Well, that said, we're gonna jump into our first segment here, and the theme might make sense to you, Jacob. The first segment here is called the
Sad. The Bark Thins are gone.
Oh no. Sad. Oh, we're all out of Bark Thins. All out of Bark Thins.
There's one Bark Thin.
Maybe we have more? No.
There's one Bark Thin.
You want some banana or plantain chips?
Absolutely not.
The uncooked Orville Redenbacher. You want a raw Orville Redenbacher?
I shouldn't have interrupted about candy to begin with.
No, so no.
I'm already feeling bad.
It's a big deal when we run out of Bark Thins. Mm-hmm. This segment is called the Hypothetical Situation. So the hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high, and I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical situation, and you're going to act it out. Anybody can jump in and improvise and play with anybody else. It's not just solo, even though it might start that way. And the theme for this episode is soap.
Mm, nice.
Soap is the theme for this episode. So
did you pick up on that as a symbol in the movie Fight Club?
I don't quite understand the connection to the film.
It's literally on the cover, man. He's like holding a bar of soap.
I thought that was a library card.
Give me a thick one.
And Jacob, you're going to go first here. So your hypothetical situation is... you are starting your own version of the health and wellness website Goop, but you're branding it Whoop, and it's a male-centric version of Goop. And you are here to promote your new line of products and website on a morning show.
Great.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
So this is a male-centric...
Whoop.
Whoop. Male-centric version of Goop.
Yeah.
We'll start DJ Blue Dream, and we'll start and anybody can jump in. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome
to the morning show
on Apple TV.
Yep, that's right. I'm Jennifer Aniston.
I'm Steve Carell.
And we have got a really special guest this morning. It's Harrison Ford. We're very excited to have Harrison Ford. Ooh. But before that, of course, before Harrison Ford, we have a much smaller guest. Somebody not quite as famous. You'll probably not know who they are, but he runs a brand new company called Whoop, the goop for men. Please welcome him on stage.
Yes. Yes. Whoop. Can I get a whoop? Whoa.
Whoop, whoop. Yes. Whoop, whoop.
This is rock and roll.
He threw over the table.
Yes. I am so happy to be here. Listen, guys, men are ready to be men again, and I'm going to help them. Do you understand me? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Awesome.
Too long.
Yeah.
Men had to hide in the shadows.
Yeah. Wow. I like it. So this is a really interesting thing that you got here. First of all, I just want to say, I think it's very interesting that half of you is a snake.
And it's kind of a spread out half, too. Yeah. It's not just one part of your body. It's like 50%, but in different parts.
My neck is that of a cobra. My feet, that of a human. My abdomen, scaly. My back, full of human spines.
Yeah. This is very. Very
I want
exciting.
Every man wants to be. Yeah. Can I get a whoop, whoop?
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah. Okay. So what is it you're trying to get men to be again exactly? You said men need to be men again. What does that mean?
If you're a man, you know what it means.
Oh, wow. Wow. Attacking, me as a male, Jennifer Aniston.
Look, we're an anti-cuck company. We don't like simps. Okay?
Right.
We're about going into the wilderness and killing trees.
Whoa. Oh.
We're about eating bodies whole.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I'm looking at some of the product samples you brought.
I'd love to show off some of my products.
Yeah.
Our PA here has brought out some of your products.
Here you go. Here you go. Here we go. Okay.
So that looks like just a chainsaw, but but I thought these would be more, beauty oriented.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
This is a pube cutter. Because when you're a man's man, your pubes are as thick as the forest in the Pacific Northwest. I'm talking redwoods. I'm talking sequoias.
Wow.
You want bristle pubes. And if you look really closely, you can see that there's some crystals instead of normal chains.
Oh.
Now, these are going to refract to the moonlight.
Oh, nice.
They're going to bring a good aura to your body.
Spiritual crystals. Oh, yes. Oh, I like that. Yes. Okay.
Is there anyone else that can showcase this so it's not me?
You have to do this.
Okay.
You're an indentured servant.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Lloyd, if you don't mind giving a demonstration of the, let's just go ahead and see you trim your pubes a little bit.
Here we go. As you can tell, I have just a lot of long hair. And but mine grows soft. I have patchy sort of pubes, so it's a little bit different. Okay.
All right. Oh my goodness!
You nailed the skin.
Okay, we've got an accident. It's okay, guys. It's just the whole penis.
I want to make it very clear that he did that to himself because I don't have any arms.
Okay.
Sorry, Lloyd.
Let's get Lloyd and his penis out of here. Don't worry. We have workman's comp. We have workman's comp for severed penises. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Ain't no need to apologize.
So I see also what you have here. Looks like you've got an actual live honey badger. That's very... it's very...
let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a man touching your hair and he gets snagged on his fingertips because he's got a loose nail or a cuticle flying out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Now, this badger, he's just going to clip your nails for you. And you might be thinking, well, if I'm a real man, I shouldn't have to be worried about my nails.
Right. Yeah.
I should be able to have grit under my nails.
Yeah.
You might think I'm sounding like a sissy. Am I sounding like a bit of a sissy here?
I mean, not to me. No, I don't. But I don't have issues with my masculinity. My name's Jennifer, so I'm totally fine with my level of masculinity.
Excellent. Excellent. That's a lie. That sounds like a lie. See, if you're a real man, the reason you need to worry about cuticle care is because you can grow a full foot of nails in a matter of days. You have so much tea rushing through your eyeballs that you are just pushing nail out through your fingertips. So you're going to need this badger. And if you notice, this badger has earrings.
Oh, wow.
You notice the crystals on those earrings?
I did. Very nice.
So that's rose quartz.
Very nice.
And that's going to bring in loving energy from the universe.
Oh, I love that. Jacob Wysocki. Oh, man. That's great.
I got lost in that.
You lost.
I got lost.
Your eyes went white.
Once I labeled you as part snake, you really dove in.
He took off.
Yeah.
He took his pants off.
Yeah.
No one can see that, but he took it off.
Awesome. Andy, you're gonna go next.
Sweet.
You are an avant-garde entrepreneur.
Okay.
Opening a soap bar. A new soap experience in Los Angeles, and you're here to pitch the concept to investors, and the three of us will all be investors.
Sweet.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
A soap bar, whatever that means to you, whatever you want that to be.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
Thanks for coming. Feel free to order some wine or something if you want, but we're ready to hear your pitch.
Oh, fantastic. I have one question for you. Who here is dirty? Who's been dirty before?
Oh, before or currently?
Who's been dirty? Who's dirty right now?
I biked this morning. You know, I got a little sweaty and dirty then. Oh.
I can smell it, but someone's dirtier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been dirty before, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I've been sleeping in my office recently because I'm going through a divorce. So technically, I guess
okay,
I haven't. Brad, I haven't paid.
Wanna, this is
I
not
haven't
the time,
paid.
Okay, this is not that we don't want to hear about your divorce again.
Okay,
he's the dirtier, emotionally dirty, and physically dirty. Okay,
right.
Now let me ask you something. What if I could fix that? What if I could make you clean again? Right. There's a stain on your feelings. Correct.
Yes.
A divorce is a stain.
Yeah.
Clothes can not only be stained. Skin cannot only be stained. A heart can be stained.
True.
Wow,
I'm also sponsored by Stain the Band. You guys know it?
Yeah, I vaguely remember them.
Yes, I do. Could you get off my lap, please?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate the performance aspect of this, but I don't want you sitting in my lap.
Okay, here's a little soap. Chew it, chew it, chew it. Chew it, okay, chew it. Here we go. Okay.
Chew it.
Just chew the soap.
Okay.
You better just chew it.
Chew it. Good boy. Good boy.
Oh, look, it tastes like fucking soap.
Uh-huh. Good. So it's right. So I did it right.
You just made me eat soap, buddy.
Okay, well, just now you know what the product tastes like.
You're selling edible soap?
No.
Okay.
That would be ridiculous. It would be a waste.
You
go in the shower and you eat it?
You said I did it right like you were surprised.
I'm saying soap should be what it is. It's soap, correct? Mm-hmm. You should use it for what it's meant to be used. It's meant
you
to
got
clean.
Me there.
Okay, then why the fuck did you just make me eat this bar of soap?
I wanted to see if I could make you do it because you're dirty. And
okay.
You did do it.
All right,
see,
buddy. I'm going through a hard time right now.
I'm opening a soap bar, okay? What if you went into a bar and you went, oh, this is nice music, a nice table, right? And you walk up to the bar and you go, oh, what can I get, right?
Right.
And then you go, oh, we have soap. We can make you clean. You ever been to a bar like that before?
No, I
can't
no.
say that I have.
Yes, I have.
Okay, well.
The only bars I've been going to lately are sad single whiskey bars.
Okay. Look, man.
I think that's just a regular bar that serves whiskey.
All right, fair enough. All right, so let's say I'm going to a soap bar,
mm-hmm.
All right?
You come in, the floor's slippery, don't forget, be careful. Put on your soap shoes.
Soap shoes?
Yeah, every bar has soap shoes.
So it's like a shower kind of the
a
theme?
A little bit, it's wet and it's big. And if you sing, you sound good. Is that a shower to you?
It kind of sounds like your pitch is just you're going to rent out your shower.
It's in my house, is that a shower? Could be. Hard to tell.
I can definitively tell you if it's in your house and it looks like a shower and you sound good, it's a shower.
I don't know. We'll have to find. What are you guys doing right now?
We're in the middle of a pitch meeting with you.
Are you? Let me open these windows.
Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
I could have sworn we walked into a BJ's Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a hostess. We sat
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Welcome to my home.
Whoa.
I've been here all along.
Interesting. This is a big shot. I can see why you probably paid a lot to rent this place and you just need to make up for some of that cost or something.
This is huge. I fell into this. It fell into my lap. And I said, what do I do with this? A big shower. What do? I start a company. If you look down, your pants are gone.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Look at your arms. Your shirts are gone.
Okay. Wait a second.
Look at your wife. Your ex-wife. She's outside. She's begging you to come back to her.
Meredith?
What the hell?
Meredith.
Look at that man outside. He's holding a gun to her head.
What the hell?
James.
Do you want to be clean?
James, please be clean.
Yes, I want to be clean.
Just do what he says.
What is? Who is that man?
It's me.
What the fuck, man?
Okay,
hey guys, sorry I'm late. I'm here. Thanks for letting me talk to you guys about the soap bar.
Excited
to talk to you guys. Is everything okay?
You are
what
somebody
the fuck?
Else.
Why are you guys naked?
Well,
where's my ex-wife? Still wife. We haven't gone through the whole process yet. Legally, she's still my wife. Is she okay?
I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm here to show you my soaps. Here's one. Just put it in your mouth real quick and just chew on this, okay? Chew on it.
What?
Chew on it.
All right. Oh! Jesus Christ.
Does it taste like your ex-wife?
What?
Does it taste like your ex-wife?
Answer his question, dude. I want him to get out of here, and I feel like you gotta answer this guy's question.
Yes, it tastes like my... Is this my ex-wife? Is this my ex-wife's body?
It is, and now your heart is clean. Next? Give me another problem, I'll fix it.
Andy Bustillos!
What a haunting world.
So fucking dark. I love it. We're going to take a little blaze break. You guys should do the same. We'll be right back. Hey, stoners, for more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out imtooeffinghigh.com. All right, we are back, you guys. We are back. Hope you had a good little smoke break, little blaze break. We're going to jump back into this segment here, and you guys are going to do this one together, all right? So the two of you are going to... take 4 minutes and 20 seconds to try to perform an entire soap opera episode. Okay. And every time you hear this sound, you have to cut to the next scene.
Okay, cool.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the title of this show is called Beechwood Drive.
Beechwood Drive.
And now another episode of Beechwood Drive.
Where have you been?
I was out.
You're always vague. Where were you out?
I was out with Douglas. We were closing the deal. Why are you shaking?
Because you haven't paid the heat bill, okay? And the house is cold.
Look,
your son is... And your son... Froze to death.
My boy? My little boy?
Look in his room. What do you think happened to him? Take off your clappy shoes. Thank you.
Hey, it's me, Doug. What are we doing hanging out?
Doug, please. I just need you to sign the paperwork and get out of my office.
All right, but I'm just saying if you wanted to hang out.
No, Doug. Okay, look, I'm a notary.
I got those shoes that have rollerblades on the bottom.
Those are called rollerblades, Doug.
Okay, well, I got a pair for you. They're too small for your feet, but could be fun.
Do you understand what my position is here?
I don't know.
I'm a secretary, and I'm legally notarized. So I'm going to take these papers. I'm going to notarize them. You're going to send them away, and the checks will be in the mail. You close the deal. Congratulations. Now, please stop looking at my blouse.
I have something else to tell you.
What?
I'm... I'm your sister.
What? Take your hat off.
Plop. That was a heavy hat.
We have the same birthmark.
Yep. A penis on the forehead.
I've spent so much of my life feeling like someone else was inside me.
That's...
And to finally know that it was you all along.
I was always there. I was always watching.
It all makes sense.
And I was inside you sometimes.
Do you think they'll remember me when I'm dead?
You've not done a lot with your life, so I can't say that they will, but sir, I will tell people the stories. I will tell people the tales of Roger.
Do you think I was a good man?
I do. Well, look at the floor. There's a dead body. Does that make that a good man?
Move my deck to the floor.
Okay, here we go. And then we're gonna move. Okay.
This is a real Mr. Bird Smithers dynamic. Move my neck to the floor.
Gonna turn your head here, and there we go.
I'm incredibly old. Yes, the man I murdered. So I feel nothing. Do you feel something?
Well, I, if we're talking honestly, I feel something for you. Sorry, I was talking to the person behind you.
Who's behind me? Move my neck. It's my brother.
Yes. It's what? Me, your brother.
Have you come to put your name in my will?
With your own blood, I have.
I'm part snake.
I always knew it.
You know what that means.
Welcome to Subway Sandwich. Can I get you anything?
Yeah, I just closed a huge deal. I would love to buy a sandwich for my family.
Sure.
Stand to make $20 million.
Wow. That's incredible.
This old kook who was dying sold me his entire real estate empire.
That's incredible. we got Italian, multi-Italian.
That's the hypothetical situation.
What's it called? Multi-bread? No.
Multi-grain.
Multi-Italian is pretty good, though.
Multi-Italian? Multi-Italian
bunch of Italians.
If you told me that all that bread was, the only difference between that bread was just the dye that they use, I would believe you, because I think it's all the same.
At Subway, that might be the case, though. Like, Subway bread is...
Didn't they have, like, whatever, that yoga mat, like, chemical in it?
Rubber, yeah. They had, like, a like some kind of yoga mat rubber in the thing.
Just like, how does that...
Nummy, nummy.
Who figures that out? Who fucking fell a yoga mat dipped into a fucking bread pile and then they were like, this tastes good.
I used to swear that the nacho cheese at my middle school and high school had cardboard in it. Because it just tasted so much of cardboard. And I was like, maybe there's some filler.
Most school lunch tasted that way to me. Yeah, it was awful. I remember the French toast at my high school was so fucking bad.
I used to love that shitty pizza, though. Those round, shitty pizza with the little square...
Yep,
pepperonis that
were baby.
Just trash.
Yeah.
Cool to know that you had that on the East Coast too. The bad square slice.
Oh yeah,
that and then they had the whatever chicken finger they were always soggy and never cooked right, but they were so good for some reason.
Totally,
it's like wet ass chicken fingers.
It's no wonder we didn't have like food poisoning more.
Honestly,
in school.
Yeah,
yeah. That was great, guys. Before we do this, next segment here, we're going to check in with DJ Blue Dream for DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibes.
She's giving me the excitation.
Not bad vibes.
Good.
Bad vibes, get out of here.
DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
Okay.
Also, he's all in blue. Is that always?
What do you mean?
I am, you're right. No, not always.
Today he's in full blue.
Oh, full blue, yeah.
Yeah, kind of worked out. Here's a video that I think you can get something from just hearing the audio of it if you're driving or something, but otherwise look up Pinky the Cat and I'll show you guys. It's just a
Oh, that's a naked picture of you, dude.
Oh, shit.
Pinky the cat, what you call your nipple?
Your one nipple.
Your one nipple right in the middle?
Yeah.
All right.
Oops. Pinky. Hi, this is Pinky.
He's wait, start again. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Go.
This is Pinky. He's a male cat, domestic short hair. He's available for adoption. He's pet of the week, Placer County Animal Shelter. He's a very loving cat.
Hang on,
please.
Oh, yeah. Pinky.
Pinky.
Pinky, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
We got a wild cat on our hands. Pinky, settle down, bud.
Settle down, bud.
They're trying to put it in a to-go food box. Catch cold.
Somebody got a catch cold.
But it's like that, like this. He's a very chill cat.
Pinky.
Oh, my God.
He does not like his leash.
Yeah,
no.
So I'm not gonna grab him.
You gotta grab that cat.
Dude.
Watch it, he's got it. Just disconnect it from the
cat.
Oh my God.
The cat is biting his cat.
He's so scared, though.
Yeah. But I know that hurts so bad.
You got him back?
Oh my God.
I mean, poor guy.
Oh, I know that fucking hurt, man.
Holy shit.
But he starts it over like, Pinky's such a calm and great cat for adoption.
So, oh, man. Mm-hmm.
It's funny because that guy kind of presents as like a tough guy, right?
Yeah.
He's got like tattoos on his forearm.
I expected him to punch the cat.
And then he
fully expected him to punch the cat.
Yeah.
And he was being so very funny. Calm.
He was being very gentle.
You got to scruff a cat when that happens.
You have to grab the back
of
the neck. You have to scruff
it.
Get it by the back of the neck like the mom does.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the move?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Instead, they try to put a box over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what was the.
It also,
like, if it wasn't, it's not a bug. You can put a box over it. It's fine. It'll be safe
just,
in the box.
Yeah, you just leave it there for 2 weeks.
Put it in the box. Yeah.
Also, I love that if there's a bug, you put a box over it.
That's what I do. I don't want to see it. If you put a glass over it, you're insane because then you look at it every day. You put a box, it's just a box on the ground.
You just have a bunch of boxes in your apartment.
So, my apartment is full of boxes.
A little bug hotel. Yeah,
it's
your place.
Terrifying.
Let's get to this this next segment here, shall we? Sweet. This this next segment is called Gravid Water Bong.
ASMR.
That sounds like ASMR.
I'm trying to give you guys some bong ASMR.
Yeah. So Gravid Water Bong is basically we are going to try to act out a scene basically, but this is going to be a little bit different with like interruptions of sound effects or lines of dialogue.
Sweet.
This is going to be a little bit different though. So Jacob, what do you is there a scene from Fight Club that you feel like you know most of the lines?
Oh God.
Or a lot of the lines?
The whole movie?
No. But I can, if I think.
Like, what's the big scene from Fight Club?
I've blacked it out. I guess, like,
what are the, it's like,
I'm trying to think, oh, God, I really have, like, blacked it out. I guess you have, like, the classic, he has no name or whatever scene. The
Robert Paulson.
Yeah, I am Robert Paulson, where they like bring him in and he's shot.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Can we hear that scene?
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Let's see if we can find this scene.
Sorry, Jacob. I feel like we're giving you.
It's okay.
Like
it's okay.
PTSD.
Yeah. It's all to.
You
know
how
promote.
My voice has changed. And my body language.
It's all to promote a
put
show.
Your pants back on. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
So
you can take your headphones off.
I also think I'm slightly embarrassed that I don't know it at this point too.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it where it's like, yeah, I should know every scene like back to back.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy that you don't.
I think the only thing you would remember though is something that you were like obsessed with.
The thing I remember like, the most is like, when Jared Leto's face gets like busted open.
But
that's
that
not
scene.
Like a thing we can do. Yet.
Yeah. So what we're going to do here is we're going to listen to this scene. Mm-hmm. All right. And then, while we're high, we're going to try to recreate the scene. the best we can, but we're going to add random lines of dialogue. DJ Blue Dream or I will add random lines of dialogue or sound effects.
Okay, cool.
And we're going to try to implement it into the scene.
Okay. Great.
Cool?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's a two-person scene and we're doing the two people.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Or if there's other people,
there's other.
The scene.
This is a multiple.
This is a,
person.
This is a great person scene. Yeah.
Other people can jump in. We can play multiple okay. characters.
It's a multi-Italian scene.
What happened? We were on assignment. We were supposed to kill two birds with one stone. Destroy a piece of corporate art.
Operation Latte Thunder. Go.
And trash a franchise coffee bar. Out, sir. It went smooth until...
Please! Please!
What?
They shot Bob. They shot him in the head.
Fucking pigs.
Oh, yeah. Son of it. Oh, God. Oh. Those motherfuckers!
Morons. You're running around in ski masks trying to blow things up? What did you think was gonna happen?
Okay, quick. We gotta get rid of the evidence. We gotta get rid of this body!
Bury him.
What?
Take him to the garden and bury him.
Come on, people! Let's go! Hey, get the fuck off! Get away from him! What are you talking about? This isn't a fucking piece of evidence. This is a person! He's a friend of mine, and you're not going to bury him in the fucking garden.
He was killed serving Project Mayhem, sir.
This is Bob.
But, sir, in Project Mayhem, we have no names.
No, you listen to me. This is a man, and he has a name. And it's Robert Paulson, okay?
Robert Paulson?
He's a man, and he's dead now because of us, all right? Do you understand that?
I understand. In death... A member of Project Mayhem has a name. His name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson.
Okay, good.
Hey.
I feel sick.
for 1 second.
Oh, all right. How good's your memory, Andy?
Okay.
Dude, oh, clear it, no, put it up the body, put the body.
Something bad happened. What happened?
Oh my God, we were supposed to rob an art store. Priceless art store.
Were you on assignment?
Yes, it was a Project Mayhem. We were supposed to rob it, and then something else happened. Someone rang the doorbell.
Is that somebody at our door?
No, that was I'm part of my story.
Okay, it's part of your story.
Yes.
It sounds just like our doorbell.
I do, you ever seen, I do the sound effects with my mouth. Check it out. Sorry, that was my ass. All right, as I was saying, and then we were supposed to just walk around with our friends. But you're not going to believe what happened. All right, a baby fell in my hands. And then a cop came in, and he thought we were robbing the baby.
Okay.
And then they shot someone.
They shot Bob?
They shot Bob! We in the money now. Bob's got a big life insurance policy. Big bucks. Big millions. Inheritance funds.
But so Bob's dead?
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I thought this would be a funner way to tell you. I paid that guy to say that when he came in. They shot Bob in the head.
What are we going to do with the body?
I say we put it higher in different spots.
My name is Borat.
Okay, okay. Borat, we get it. You did 3 days. Outside, no food, no water. You shaved your head. You're in Project Mayhem. You can't do the shtick, okay? That's so why you funny. Stay out on the doorstep.
It's so funny. You got to let him do it. Do it one more time. Come on.
Okay. Let's get it out of your system, Borat, okay, Borat?
Get them all out, Borat.
Do ladies work here?
He said that. That's what he said it at the cop, and the cop, that's why the cop got mad.
Why you laugh?
Nobody's laughing right now.
Why you laugh?
I'm not laughing, Borat.
Why not?
Why not? Because this isn't funny. Because Bob's dead. Okay, we got to do something with the body.
All right. We bury it. Wait. Yeah. Also, he didn't have a name.
My name is Borat.
Okay. Okay, Borat, if you're going to be a part of Project Mayhem, you don't have a name, okay? No, we can't bury
you. Why not?
Because that's the whole gag, is that we're nobody and we're anonymous. Look, we're not going to bury him in the garden, okay? He's not just some guy. He's not some faceless person without a name, okay?
But no one has any names in Project Mayhem.
No, he was a guy, okay? His name was Robert Paulson.
Say hello to my little friend!
Say, and that I mean that, because he was my friend and now he's gone and we're going to make some serious cash, but he's gone.
I see what's happening. Whenever someone dies, they're Robert Paulson.
No.
I'm Robert Paulson.
I'm Robert Paulson.
I'm Robert Paulson.
Stop it. I'm Robert Paulson.
I am a woman.
Okay, who let a girl in the club?
Let's grab it, water bong. Oh, man. Oh, guys, that was great.
Borat's still funny.
Borat's still funny,
you know what? You know what Borat is? I think it's a sine wave where I think it's like Borat's really funny, and then for 3 years it's not. It's like hack. Yeah. And then it's funny again.
Real hard.
And then you know what I mean? Yep. It's an eternal.
It's like every 3 years.
Every 3 years.
Everyone starts saying my wife again, and I laugh so hard.
Like, by the time this episode comes out, it may be so hack.
But today,
it was funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, this was great. What a blast. So fun. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for getting high and doing the community challenges here. Andy, where can people find you on the internet, on social media, anything like that?
Instagram is just my name, Andy Bustillos, AndyBustillos. I got a website, AndyBustillos.com. Come to UCB. I'm there on Mondays. I host a diversity jam on Fridays. If anyone watches Raven's Home, this Sunday, an episode about the dangers of vaping is playing, and I am the man who I play landlord.
Not the guy who vapes?
Not the guy, no. I play like a fucking cat freak.
Cool.
Who catches her kids, and like, there's a whole thing where I fight with Raven. It's great.
Nice.
So watch that if you're a kid.
Watch it. Great. And Waisaki, how about you, buddy?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jacob Waisaki. And please give I Don't Want to Talk About Fight Club a listen. You know, do the whole thing.
Give it a listen.
The rate, the review, and also don't forget Iron and Wine. Please listen to Iron and Wine. thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate
Thank
the time.
You guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming so back fun. On, man. And check out I'mTOFNHigh.com for information on our live shows and our upcoming podcast episodes or previous episodes. Also, social media, Twitter and Instagram at I'mTOFNHigh. Just at I'mTOFNHigh. Thanks again for doing this, you guys, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday. Stay 2FNHigh, you guys.
Iron and wine. Please listen to me. Iron and wine.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside five reindeer by an alien with grills for hands or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, it happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Campfire.